Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let's talk about the real censorship that's happening right now. We don't need some complicated, hypothetical, deep state plot because we are 3.5 weeks into the Trump administration, and it is actively suppressing free speech, and it's textbook authoritarianism. This whole conversation has become so twisted and so confused, so I want to bring us back to some basics. Mr. Aaron, is it accurate to describe censorship as the suppression of certain words that are considered politically unacceptable?
I think if the government is doing that, that smacks of censorship.
Yes. Is it true that the government may intentionally try to chill speech by threatening legal action or other consequences to intimidate a speaker into silence?
That's certainly true.
So censorship can take several forms. It can be the government banning speech. It can be the government creating an environment of fear that suppresses speech. And I want to look at some of the examples that we are seeing right now with Trump attacking free speech. Last week, Trump's guy in charge of the agency that's supposed to ensure fair access to the media and internet, the FCC, his name's Brendan Carr, he opened an investigation of a radio station that reported on an ICE raid. Mr. Aaron, is the government chilling or limiting speech when it threatens to investigate journalists for literally reporting the news?
I think it's a huge problem. The First Amendment protects the rights of reporters to cover what the government is doing. That's what the radio station in California was doing, is it was reporting on something of very important community interest. So the idea the FCC would respond with an investigation with threats is very incredibly chilling to reporters' ability to do their jobs.
Yeah, it's outrageous. These are the normal operations of any news organization. So let's see what it looks like when the Trump administration intimidates and censors Americans. Let's look at something more direct, more immediate. Trump's anti-DEI orders have resulted in a ban on using certain words in federally funded research. And my colleague, Ms. Jayapal, touched on this earlier. I want to pick up this thread. There's a list circulating at the National Science Foundation banning the use of words like disability, socioeconomic, and even women. I mean, it's completely absurd that they're searching for when the word women is being used in federally funded research. Mr. Aaron, is the government limiting speech when it bans the use of specific words like women?
If the government is saying that you will be ineligible for funding based on your free expression, we have a big problem.
We do have a big problem. And Trump has made it clear that one of his biggest targets for censorship is, in fact, American women. On day one, Trump removed any mention of reproductive health resources from government websites. And this purge included information on privacy protections under HIPAA, the law that keeps our health information private. The Trump administration also completely shut down reproductiverights.gov. At the CDC, officials removed contraceptive guidelines and web pages related to HIV testing. In fact, more than 8,000 government websites have been taken down in the last 2 weeks. And this kind of censorship puts American women at risk. Mr. Aaron, is the government limiting speech when it purges websites of previously public information?
I certainly think it is a terrible practice that endangers public health. The government has its own views, and they can make their own websites, but the idea that they would strip away basic public health information that people need to, make sure their kids are okay, understand what medicines are, all of the research priorities, that seems far out of bounds.
Shocking. It's shocking. And I want to bring it back closer to home, my home state of Vermont. At the University of Vermont, professors are now fearing that there will be federal retribution based on what they're teaching in class. Scientists can't conduct critical research because the world's largest funder of medical research has banned, again, let me say it again, the use of the word women in research. What we're seeing on the ground is not a liberal social media industry. You want us to believe that the tech billionaires in the front row of Trump's inauguration are fighting for working people, fighting for a liberal agenda? Give me a break. I yield back. Thank you, Mr. Chair.